Nearly 2 years after Hurricane Maria, some of the biggest questions in Puerto Rico are about where its energy will come from. The storm knocked out the power grid for months. It wasn't completely restored until nearly a year later. Now, Puerto Rico is planning a total rebuild of the grid. But many communities are taking matters into their own hands. From San Juan, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
High in Puerto Rico's central mountains, Mameyes is a small community with just about 1,000 people. But in its own way, it's one of the leaders of Puerto Rico's energy future.
Now we are looking for the solar panels of the school.
In Mameyes, Francisco Valentin had big ambitions for his town and founded a community group even before Maria hit. But after Maria, he knew he wanted his community to run on solar power. With the help of foundations, charities, and the University of Puerto Rico, but notably not the government, he's converted the school, the health clinic, and several other buildings to solar. After Maria, it was 7 months before power was restored here. Valentin says the move to solar makes Mameyes self-sufficient.
The whole school is fully solar energy, and this is the shelter for another problem.
Right, so this school is functioning with solar panels. They're installed on that other part of school, and by next fall, they'll all be working. And so now you've got a shelter that will have power.
Solar power has boomed in Puerto Rico since Maria. Across the island, individuals and communities, also businesses, are installing solar panels and battery systems. At the Community Foundation of Puerto Rico, Javier Rivera is working on solar systems with 50 mostly rural underserved communities. After the storm, Rivera says, Puerto Ricans realize they couldn't depend on Puerto Rico's electric power authority, PREPA.
Many people don't trust the PREPA system before the hurricane. It's not a secret because it's weak, and the people start to thinking about trying to find a long-term solution, and the sun is one of them.
PREPA, a government-owned utility, had severe problems long before Hurricane Maria. After decades of mismanagement, a several billion-dollar debt drove the authority into bankruptcy. Fernando Padilla, one of PREPA's top executives, concedes that the way the company used to operate no longer makes sense.
PREPA no longer serves the needs of the people of Puerto Rico, and we cannot continue with the current monopoly structure if we expect a transformation of the energy sector.
PREPA officials say they're ready to make big changes. The authority has prepared a detailed plan to rebuild its power grid into a more resilient system. It includes hardening transmission towers and lines, burying some underground. It also envisions splitting the system into 8 mini-grids. That's intended to prevent another extended island-wide power failure like that after Maria. The first phase will cost $1.4 billion. Padilla says optimistically the entire rebuild will take about 5 years. As part of it, he says, PREPA will greatly boost the amount of power generated by renewable energy.
We are pursuing the penetration of renewables. This is a key part of what a sustainable energy sector should look like. There's a lot of debate in terms of what they should be, what size, what price components, what the market should be looking like.
A new law in Puerto Rico calls for the island to be receiving half of its power from renewable sources by 2035 and to be using 100% renewable energy by 2050. Padilla says the government-owned utility is committed to meeting those deadlines, but others are skeptical about how PREPA plans to do it.
There's a gap there between what the government is saying it wants to do and what it's actually presenting to the regulator.
Sergio Marswatch is with the Center for the New Economy, a research group in San Juan. While PREPA talks about building solar farms and other renewable sources eventually, in the short term it's investing heavily in natural gas. PREPA says the investment in new natural gas plants and terminals is necessary as the utility begins the transition to renewable sources. Marswatch says PREPA is doing it backwards.
Do as much renewables as you can right now. Have batteries for backup, then natural gas will be the third option. And we think that's what makes sense for Puerto Rico.
While PREPA is studying how to shift from fossil fuels to renewables, others in Puerto Rico aren't waiting. A new study estimates that over the next 5 years, businesses, individuals, and communities in Puerto Rico will spend more than $400 million to convert to solar energy. Greg Allen, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.